This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Rajesh Badiraju, the founder and CEO of Health iPass, a patient payment revenue cycle solution, health IT vendor. Mr. Badiraju, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So how has the rise of healthcare consumerism affected the health care revenue cycle, and what revenue cycle changes and adjustments must be implemented in order to stay profitable? Good place to start here today. Get into some of those details.
Yeah, I think we started Health iPass with a very fundamental thesis that patient as a payer is sort of the new reality in healthcare. And as high deductible health plans have become more the norm, deductibles have risen, co-insurance and patient out-of-pocket has, you know, significantly risen. And from the days of insurance covers everything, now that the patient is responsible for a greater portion of the bill, it really changes the dynamic between a patient and a provider. Every patient that walks into every healthcare setting, part of what's on their mind, besides obviously wanting to get better and get better quickly, is how it's going to impact their pocketbook. And we feel the consumer outcry and the consumer demand, combined with some regulatory changes around price transparency, put a very significant onus on the providers. It's creating the need for them not only not to be able to ignore what's the fastest growing portion of their revenue base, which is the patient out of pocket, but both the consumer demand and the regulatory demands are requiring them to rethink their entire patient revenue cycle, from the time of scheduling and how patients get in the door, all the way through providing and opening up that black box of price transparency for the consumer, and really engage the consumer in ways that are very convenient for the consumer. And lastly, it's about giving them trust, which has been sorely missing in healthcare billing, getting people to believe and trust the bill that you send out. We feel it's very important to bring back that trust to that provider and patient relationship when it comes to the financial part of the equation.
Now, what role does automation play in optimizing revenue cycle management? And can you give us some examples how automation improves patient collections, reduces the cost to collect, accelerates cash flow, and improves patient relations, which is an important factor for sure?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. And as you know, if a hotel, as a good example, right, if a restaurant showed you a menu, let you eat a dinner, serve you some good wine, and they had to send you a bill and more bills and more bills with cryptic codes that more than a third of the patients just, you know, throw to the wayside, you know, that restaurant would be out of business in no time, right? So fundamentally, what I've said there is an expectation for the consumer that you will know what it's going to cost. And similarly, the merchant has to have a guarantee of payment, both of which are lacking today in healthcare. So when we look at technology, we look at the end-to-end cycle, like I said, from when the patient takes an appointment. Why do I need to wait or take a break from work between the hours of, you know, let's say 7:30 and 5 o'clock to get on somebody's schedule? Why do I need to come in 15 to 20 minutes to 30 minutes in advance to just run through a clipboard that has both clinical as well as administrative forms and stuff that I need to fill out, right, as a patient. How come I don't understand what my out-of-pocket cost is? How come I get this cryptic bill 2 months later? And so technology that is here now, including what we do at Health iPass, is really streamlining that end-to-end process and giving the patient the convenience, number one. Number two, the visibility and transparency to be able to bring back that trust to the consumer. So in very practical terms, text messaging and emails that not just tell you where to come and when to come, but also include the ability to complete this registration and completing the medical history and telling you all the things that you really want the doc to know before you arrive. I want to be able to do those things from the comfort of my home. I want to do them a day in advance, 2 days in advance as a consumer. And technology like Health iPass is certainly helping significantly alter that pre-arrival communication and data collection process, if you will. Secondly, at the time of service, when I arrive into a clinic, I don't want to stand in long lines. My time is just as valuable as the clinician's time. And I'm very anxious to go see the physician quickly. So I want to try and streamline that check-in process and the checkout process. And along the way, an important thing, whether I ask the question today or not, is really about transparency into my benefits and transparency into what this is going to cost me. So things like what we do at Health iPass, leveraging kiosks and self-service sort of concepts that have been used by many other industries, including the airline industry, where we see kiosks at airports all the way to pre-check-in from your phone, are principles that we have embodied into our product line and have brought into healthcare. And then the last and final piece is how the bill, quote-unquote, gets presented and what level of comfort and confidence it provides both the consumer and the convenience it provides to the consumer. So what we have transformed very significantly is how that back-end billing is done and get it off paper and go green, if you will, but also give people the comfort that it's correct. It has been pre-informed. It's presented in an easy-to-understand fashion. And as a consumer, you don't have to go hunt for a checkbook or, you know, find a stamp. You can electronically pay either from your phone or through, you know, a link on a website or what have you, and really making it easy to engage the consumer in the process of paying that out-of-pocket responsibility. So technology has really transformed that end-to-end experience, you know, when it comes to healthcare revenue cycle.
It certainly has, and a lot of great information you just touched on right there. Thanks for that. Now, how are medical providers increasing price transparency, and what tools or technology can medical providers use that demonstrate greater price transparency as it relates to patient empowerment on the front end and improving operating income on the back end?
Yeah, so I'll answer it in two parts, Eric. I think the first is the fundamental principle of price transparency and really embracing that you can practice medicine without creating a shock in the mail for the consumer. And what we see, and certainly our clients have greatly embraced that concept, that it actually helps their pocketbook by providing that transparency and education on the front end as opposed to what traditionally has been done in healthcare. So that's number one. Number two, to answer your question about technology, you know, thanks to some of the administrative simplification that has occurred in healthcare in the recent past, companies like Health iPass have been able to leverage the information that is available and that has, you know, heretofore been buried in medical billing systems, as well as data from insurance companies and payers in general, To be able to leverage modern day technology like artificial intelligence and machine learning to bring a level of transparency to the consumer on the front end. As I mentioned, while it may not have come down in every state yet, a number of states have introduced legislative changes that have put a burden and a responsibility, I would say, on healthcare providers to provide that level of transparency. Medicare obviously does it with what's called as the Advanced Beneficiary Notification, or ABN, and a similar sort of a change has been introduced, like I said, in many different states. And those practices and those healthcare providers that haven't, seen this transformation occur, and whether it's driven through legislative change or not, certainly the consumers are beginning to demand it. Technology like ourselves, which is using AI and machine learning, and also a very consumer-oriented way of presenting the information in easy to understand and easy to consume ways for the consumer, certainly goes a long way in making that technology actually digestible, if you will, for the consumer.
Today we're speaking with Rajesh Vadiraju, the founder and CEO of HealthiPass, a patient payment revenue cycle solution health IT vendor here on eHealth Radio's health news and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, many retailers offer card-on-file options that are typically stored within the merchant database or some other secure server access by the merchant, which helps expedite the payment process. Certainly is convenient as well. Do patients want to place a card-on-file for, I'm curious, for healthcare expenses, and what is the advantage to medical providers for incorporating this type of policy?
Yeah, as many industries have shown, Eric, having the convenience of card on file greatly improves, their top line by reducing their bad debt when it comes to healthcare providers and other industries as well, but also improves their operational cost of collecting. The cost to collect and the time to collect greatly reduces, right? So your days in AR go down, your cost of collections kind of goes down. And therefore, there's a lot more margin contribution, essentially, from these dollars that are coming from consumers. And as I said, it's the fastest growing component of healthcare revenue cycle puzzle. Having said that, there's a fundamental thing that has to be solved, and that is the giving that price transparency to the consumer, so the consumer doesn't feel like, oh, I don't want my medical provider to hit my card because they're always wrong and they don't have their act together for when it comes to billing. The onus is on the merchant to provide a level of transparency to the consumer. To give you an example, even if you bought a hotel room on Orbitz, they will still, at the point of check-in, require you to put a card on file for incidentals. But they always tell you, number one, that it is capped for just that particular check-in or for that visit. They also cap it to a certain number, like $50 or $200 or whatever the number may be, depending on the hotel. And then when charges do occur, they inform you and tell you what they are for, whether it's room service, whether it's, whatever it is that maybe it's a movie that you watched on the TV or what have you. So it's important to create a similar level of transparency to the consumer. And while card on file has great benefits to the providers, our clients enjoy almost 98 cents on the dollar collected when they are able to enroll people through a card on file sort of a program, unlike the industry average, which tends to be somewhere in the 67% range. So that's a very material sort of improvement and lift. But it requires you to not just ask the patient to take a card on file and write it on a piece of paper, you got to create a sustainable infrastructure that, you know, keeps you out of harm's way from a compliance standpoint, including PCI compliance. It's secure, it's convenient for the consumer, and you can reap the benefits of that card on file program if you strongly embrace the tenets of transparency and convenience for the consumer.
Lastly, what are your predictions on how the healthcare revenue cycle will continue to evolve as we shift to a value-based care health system? And can providers who don't take the step to adopt revenue cycle technology expect to compete?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question, Eric. And certainly we know with the cost escalation in healthcare, it's untenable unless we look at alternative payment models. Whether it's capitation, whether it's bundled payments, whether it's some sort of incentive programs, you know, all of which are being experimented, led by CMS, the government, as well as, you know, many forward-thinking payers and providers coming together. And even the lines between who is a provider and who is a payer are beginning to blur as major payers are either holding hands or acquiring providers. While all of that's kind of continuing, the one thing that all pundits agree on is unless we put a sufficient patient skin in the game, we cannot really bend the cost curve. And no matter how you look at it, the consumer portion is always going to become an integral part and an important part of the healthcare revenue cycle of the future. So in terms of, you know, kind of, you know, what providers need to be able to do, it's never too late to embrace this concept of the consumer play is very different than the skill sets that we have acquired in how we bill insurance companies and how we work on claims. The consumer portion of this, you know, creates a new opportunities and new challenges for healthcare providers. In terms of revenue cycle, a big part of understanding how the revenue cycle is going to change is to really have a strong correlation and understanding between the types of care that you're delivering and what are the the clinical protocols that will deliver on the most efficient results, while also keeping the full cost, you know, down to the, the best possible. So it's really, you know, kind of those three results that you're trying to achieve and balance at the same time. What we see is those that are, very foundationally focused on creating the infrastructure, it's the analytics that you need. It's the, consumer engagement tools that you need, and overall sort of packaging that into a patient experience is going to become a critical success factor for the revenue cycle of the future. And those are the three elements that are essentially kind of coming together in technologies like, you know, what we have as Health iPass.
Well, it's absolutely phenomenal what you have in place here through Health iPass, and really appreciate your joining us here today to introduce Health iPass to the audience, and really appreciate what you do within the healthcare space as well and all the information shared today on the program. Where can listeners go online and get further details on Health iPass?
Yeah, so please visit our website, www.healthipass.com. You can also call our main number, 855-484-4727. And we look forward to having an opportunity to have further dialogue with your audience.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Vadi Raju, it has been our pleasure to have had you. All the success, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
All right. Thanks again, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Rajesh Vadi Raju, the founder and CEO of Health iPass, a patient payment revenue cycle solution health IT vendor. And for all the details, simply visit healthipass.com. ehealthradio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.